Let's Talk.
A very beautiful good afternoon to you. It's 19 minutes past 12. This very great day, Wednesday, worthy of note. We are holding this to be worthy of note. And certainly, I have even a topic that needs you to hold it to be worth something, or maybe even otherwise. But then this conversation is necessary because Nigerians have shown dissatisfaction with the way and pattern the politics is played out, or say the implementation of policies for the betterment of everyone within the borders of Nigeria. So I thought that this certainly makes for a great conversation this beautiful Wednesday, and let all Nigerians note what their intents are, and even more importantly, make it known. So we thank goodness for the opportunity to have a platform where we all can talk. So welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, and the sun rises here. And if it's not a sunny sky, it's light over our human consciousness, over the consciousness of the society, over the soul of a nation, and as a people of a rising continent, that we are of a singular mind and, of course, uniformed intention, so that as we rise to pursue the cause of Nigeria, the vision for a better Nigeria, we're all saying the same thing, pursuing the same thing. So the first hour, we want to consider this. The APC government is considering working to rule Nigeria for at least 32 years. So I'm guessing that's 32 minus whatever years has been, whatever years they have been in government now. Yeah? Yeah. So maybe they've served almost, what, 7 years? No, less than that. So minus 32 years. Well, that's me just doing, you know, vague mathematics in hopes that that's really how they're counting or calculating it. But yeah, the APC government intends to be in government longer than maybe you expect them to be in government or in governance. But they have some reasons for that. That is what I will be sharing with you. And I subject that particular reason to your consideration. And hopefully those in favor will say yay, and those not in favor will say nay. And after that particular conversation, we'll segue into language and interpretations. And as promised last week, I did tell you that this week we would consider another form of a social concern. It would appear that some men hold the view that they benefit nothing from marriage. Well, you probably might have also heard that some women also think that maybe they benefit nothing from marriage, or they give too much in marriage. So, the language this afternoon under consideration that I hope that you get to interpret so that we can all understand what you mean or say. And yes, it's pretty much what you mean, because given your experience, maybe what you mean will not necessarily be what I mean or what he means or what she means. Yeah. So we allow the platform hold your opinion to be something worth or worthy of count. This afternoon, it's, what do people gain from being married? And I want you to be as honest as possible. I want you to share what you think you've gained or maybe have not gained from marriage. Those who have enjoyed their marriages can pretty much give us an entire list of what they've gained or benefited from being married to someone else. And choosing to spend their lives with that person and the person making the same decision. And because these are two people in agreement, the course of their lives have been maybe easy or easier compared to those who have had to work life alone and had to face the challenges of the unknown alone without someone who cares for them, loves them, or there to help them carry a baggage if, you know, they need some assistance. So I know that the conversation will be divergent, and maybe that's also the beauty of the conversations that we have here on Nigeria Info, that it would be divergent and people would bring the experiences forward, and then we can get to understand the weight that people have to bear, the challenges that they are forced to contend with. And where necessary, we can learn from that. And if it helps us in some way, we make better decisions in regards to how our lives can be better. So that's for language and interpretations. And at 2:30, we're holding time for Desmond Majakodumi to come talk about the environment and remind you about your contribution to nature and how what you do or fail to do affects life as we know it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. We'll be right back. And we're back. Yes. So just before we go on, I want to quickly inform you that this week, Friday, would be the last Friday on The Sunny Side, me and you. Programming has been adjusted to accommodate for more informative and entertaining programs for you to consume. That means that Friday has been adjusted. Yeah, that's the implication of that statement. So the programming on Friday has been adjusted to accommodate for more programming to make your radio time with Nigeria Info worthwhile. And I really get to, I know you would enjoy it without me. I know. So this Friday, oh, what a week, would be the last. And I'm happy about that. Meaning that The Sunny Side would only happen Mondays through Thursdays. Yeah. And I'm happy about that. So I'm hoping that we get to spend this Friday and maybe have like a mini celebration about it. And then from next week, it's Monday through Thursdays on The Sunny Side. All right. All right. With that said and out of the way, here is something worth considering, my friends. The chairman of the Caretaker Extraordinary National Convention Planning Committee of the All Progressive Congress, Mai Mala Buni, has said that the party is working towards retaining power for at least 32 years. Buni said this while inaugurating the party's 61-member contact and strategy committee at the APC National Secretariat in Abuja on Tuesday. According to him, the party needs to be in power to consolidate on the delivery or say on delivering the dividends of democracy. He noted that the party under his leadership had achieved a lot. Yep. He further added that the constitution of the strategy and contact committee, therefore, is in consolidation or say intends to consolidate the achievements we're working in making, you know, our whole plan pan out. In fact, this is these are his words exactly. He says, we want to consolidate the achievements we're making in building a strong party with a solid structure that would accomplish APC to stand the test of time. So, yeah, on one hand, the intent is to consolidate the party's objective and maybe even solidify, you know, the party. The other hand, they're choosing to consolidate their achievements. So maybe, let me see. Yeah, whenever you reference or say there's a conversation about APC or whenever the name of the party comes up, you have something to say in their favor that they have achieved. Except Nigerians might be a little wary, given that, well, this has been the life. Many promises made, almost, well, not a lot of it kept. Yeah, and for that reason, the plight of the poor has gotten more dire, and those who have had dreams have maybe had to watch their dreams die, and those who had hope have at some point had to wake up and admit that they have hoped against hope, that they, their dreams and whatever aspirations that they have can survive, will survive, could survive. And you see people complain, you hear people cry, you hear people actually verbalize what can be said to be the pain on their conscience or on their spirit or on their minds brought on by the failure of a system. Yeah, and this is not necessarily towards APC. Even when the PDP was there, a lot of people complained about the structure, about the fact that they were failing, and it would appear that the most ambitious achievement would have been corruption, because that's just appears to be the only thing that has maybe worked out the best so far in comparison. Well, yeah, that's what some people are saying. Some other people have, well, a few things to check in favor of, say, the PDP, or maybe as it is, in favor of APC. But here they're letting us know that their intent is to be in party for 32 years, and this is to consolidate the achievements that they're making in building a strong party with a solid structure that would accomplish APC to stand the test of time. They further add, our vision is to provide a wheel that will drive the party to go beyond 6th, 7th, even 8th terms of office to effectively implement the party's manifesto, improve the lives of Nigerians, and to retain Nigeria's leading political party. They add, and I quote, "This committee is therefore very key to our process of transition towards successful congresses and national convention, and to establish a very solid, reputable, and reliable future for the party." They say the high-powered committee, and when I hear the phrase high-powered, I think, is it of ambition or of the men? Is it of the purpose or the vision of the party? Or is it of the men that make up the party? So this is something I'd like for you to consider. They say the high-powered committee is to be chaired by the Jigawa State Governor, Badaru Abubakar. And in response, Badaru pledged that the committee would take the necessary steps to achieve its objectives. Well, as you might have expected, some people certainly would dissent to that. In his reaction, the National Publicity Secretary of the opposition party, which is the People's Democratic Party, Mr. Kola, said that Nigerians would scuttle the ambition of the ruling party. He feels that only those who are benefiting from the now established system would not want to change, and he might have a point. But then, for me, sometimes I think the worry is that Nigerians are not even clear on what they want. Today, they're happy. I mean, remember a few days ago, a young man said to me, "Look, Joyce, if you had a brother in governance and he served 8 years and he came out of governance and you ask him for 100,000 naira and he doesn't give it to you, you're going to hate him." He actually did declare that he would hate his brother if his brother didn't give him money, meaning that it would appear that we have no clear-cut definition of what corruption is. If we're benefiting from it, we say something like, "Thank God, you know, it's all God. We give God the glory for benefiting from a dysfunction." Well, when it doesn't benefit us, yeah, we're crying. And then we actually have the courage, like we find just enough grit to say something like, "Look, if I have the opportunity, I'm going to do the same." Then when you say something like that, it then begs the question. So if you're going to be the one to still, given the opportunity that might be presented to you, what really is this conversation about? Well, let's stop using the money to buy Benz and build houses and, you know, take care of girlfriends. Let's build a nation. Like, you see that. So maybe for me, that's, I feel that we haven't thoroughly defined corruption. It would appear that we're not sure about what we want. And maybe radio affords us another day, another opportunity, the same platform to talk. So yeah, you know what? Let's talk about it. The intent to be in power for 32 years, to actualize what they hold to be their intent towards building the nation and the ambition to make life better for all Nigerians. And Nigerians have to vote for that to be the case. You have to say, "Well, I think I support the APC government. So far, they're doing well. And for that reason, they have my support." Or you can say something like, "Well, I don't agree." For whatever reasons you don't agree. So 0700-993-993-993. By the way, did we say that 32 years is a long time? Well, except you know how to count. That's a long time. That's a very long time to be in power. But if the objective is to serve, is it good? Let those in favor say yay. And those not in favor, say nay. On the sunny side, let's talk. Welcome, David, to Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. Welcome, David. Go ahead.
Okay. Like, I completely disagree with your 32-year plan. I still think it's all fuel on greed. And, yeah. Because the real problem in Nigeria is pride and greed. It's inside every one of us. So we need to start educating everyone from the grassroots. If we can take that out of the equation, then we have a, what's it called? It should be like a step towards the right direction.
Mm. Okay, let me ask you, as a Nigerian who has been observing the patterns in Nigeria, to fix the most basic problems in Nigeria, how long do you think it would take? Like, the most basic issue. How long do you think it would take?
It would take a very long time, but I think if we Nigerians are seeing the true progress, we wouldn't complain. Even though it's going to take 50 or 100 years, but let us see the progress. We are not seeing the progress. It's just more people taking more money, and it's just greed, if you ask me.
So you're not in favor. You say nay?
Nay. I'm not in favor of that.
Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we'd like to also have the women call in because, of course, now you have the age to vote. You've been voting. You have a say, and you must say something. 01465-7190. On the sunny side, we have Johnson here. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon to you, Johnson. Hello, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. Johnson, what do you say about this, the APC government?
So I'm saying, I think that is 2 years is too long for one political party to be in position.
Oh, why? Why do you say so? They believe that they can achieve something.
I think we want to see now. They are afraid of if this present government should return the seat for even for 4 years now. You know where we are going to see ourselves. I think... I'm against it, so I said no.
You say nay. All right, thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. We are happy to have you on radio. Welcome this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yes, thank you so much.
What's your name?
My name is Sylvester Cyril.
Okay, go ahead, Cyril.
Yeah, Joyce, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and I pray that the poll you're taking, the government would actually listen to it. They don't. They should go to your podcast and listen to it.
Absolutely.
So you would know actually what to do, because we are speaking out our real mind. This is the real vote casting we're doing right now.
All right. Yep, I agree.
The real IMOC.
So what's your vote? Is it a yay or a nay? APC in government for 32 years?
No, because so far, I am not seeing anything they are doing that's worthwhile for me to give them a plus.
Okay.
If they were doing better, it would be a yes, because I want the progress to continue.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, APC is not doing anything that is helping anybody. They are overtaxed. You know, if they are taxing us and we're seeing the amenities, well done, good, they should tax. And let's get everything done.
Okay, so that's a nay then. That's a nay. Hope is here from Mushin. Good afternoon to you, Hope. We're happy to have you here.
Hello.
Good afternoon, lady.
Good
welcome.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, I say capital no to that. 32 years. For what? Are we not seeing everything that is happening now?
Well, what's...
They are not going anywhere.
Well, they need you to give them time to build about a chain reaction.
I don't need them, so they should not need me, please. They should just leave. 32 cop, 16 me.
Okay, that's another no. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info, welcome. Would like to know what you think about what can be said to be a plan, an ambitious one if you ask me, to hold on to power in order to actualize a manifesto. And Nigerians must vote. This is your country. You make a case for it, or you take a stand against it. Mrs. Ajayi is here on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you, lady.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
We're happy to have you here.
I say capital nay.
Why?
Is this with the rate of insecurity in the country or the poverty? Governance is about people, ruling people. With the rate of insecurity, if they end up killing everybody, who is going to rule who? So I say a capital letter, nay. PDP said it some years ago that they will rule for 60-something years. And when we got tired, we thought the needed change will really mean change.
Mm.
But the change we voted for has changed everybody into something else. So it is Janae.
Janae. Thank you very much for calling. And I really hope the government is listening, because the people are on Nigeria Info and they're speaking. And governance is actually about the people, and the people have the power. And I want to actually remind you, as a listener to Nigeria Info, you have the power. You determine the nation. I don't know whether you understand that. Like, you determine the nation. And so maybe this is the part where I remind you that, you see, they might think they have something on you, like some inferior sachet of tomatoes and a few cups of rice, some salt and akara on the day you vote, and maybe like 5K. You don't even need to be a rocket science to know that, first of all, that's an insult. First of all, I mean, we can talk about what that's really worth, but let's establish that someone giving you that insults you. But of course, because it doesn't sound like you're stupid, you're foolish, you're not sure how that is an insult. After all, it looks like it's a gift. Yeah. The Commonwealth of this nation is also yours. So the people have to decide what can be, should be about that. 0700-993-993-993. Success is here on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Hello, can you hear us? I doubt you can. If you can make it back, we will appreciate that. The sunny side, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is Adekunle.
All right, Kunle, we're happy to have you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, guys, please don't call the phone. And caution me if I'm going astray. You can only hear that pronouncement from people like that Jigawa state governor, because I can tell you I think he has pronounced that's the end of their issue. Is they are now the end of their government, because 2015 the information minister from 14, he bombarded the ruling party, made sure that they collected this power. And power belongs to God.
Power belongs to God.
I want you to understand that.
Power
so it's a boasting Goliath.
Goliath?
Yes.
So you suppose that there's a David to take out a Goliath?
With just a catapult.
But they say that they want to implement something, that they're working to effectively implement the party's manifesto.
Sorry. I think I'm by God's grace, I'm over 50 now. Let me tell you, it doesn't take blessed memory Tunde Diagbon to fix this country. It's less than 12 months. It will be right here in Lagos as a Supreme Military Council, pronounce a statement. Someone in Kano will be shaking.
Okay.
I could remember this Osborne Road everywhere. No police can ask for a good year. Then 29 is our best currency, the largest currency then, and this 50 cover or whatever.
So you're saying that 32 years is first too long a time for anyone to be in government, any party to be in government?
No. To them, it's not too long. But to fix the country, it's just twinkle of an eye.
All right.
It's like magic.
All right.
It's
so
with God. Right? Let me take you a little bit to Bible. I'm sorry. A sheep was told that by tomorrow, a prophet pronounced that by a prophesy that tomorrow this city so thing will happen. He even said no, even though God opens the windows of heaven, it can't be so. Don't worry, let them continue. Don't let them fix it.
Is this a yay or a nay?
You said?
Is this a yay or a nay?
I don't know how you can write it if it's more than capita. And you know, I'm very sure with God on Nigerian side.
All right.
Capita name.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, hello.
Turn off your radio. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Celestine.
All right. Welcome to the show.
I don't even think APC, I don't even think this party have any direction at all.
Oh.
I don't even think they can take us to it. I don't even think they can take us to it.
Well, they want you to give them 32 years so they can prove something to you.
Somebody can give you something under 1 year. Somebody who is serious can give you. Look at Lagos State. Look at River State. Can you compare these two states? The kind of money that this state is generating, this Lagos State, don't you see that the party is killing the Lagos State? I don't think APC cannot offer us anything at all.
Okay, can you give them 15 years of your life to prove something to you?
I cannot even give them next year. I'm talking about 13 years.
Oh.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm being honest.
So that's a nay?
The serious one. Serious by five. Serious one.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you and welcome our friends. Well, a political party intends to bring about, to help Nigerians actualize their dream of a better Nigeria. They suppose that they can improve the lives of Nigerians and also retain Nigeria's leading political party. It's a two-edged sword. They're hoping to kill two birds with one stone. 47 minutes past 12 on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon, Black from Oworo is here. Good afternoon to you. I lost you. Let's speak to you. Lady, we're happy to have you. Good afternoon. What's your name? I lost you. If you can make it back, we'll appreciate that. The Sunny Side, good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio, lady. Would you do that for us? That would be appreciated. Thank you. What's your name?
Gift.
What's your name, lady?
Gift. Yes.
All right, Gift, we're happy to have you, Nigeria Info. So here is something for the future. 32 years, and you could be living a dream under the APC government. Would you say yes or no?
I cannot give you even a month.
You're impatient when you say that.
32 years, in fact, with what is going on in this country, you see somebody walking on the street, you think of what you need for the next hour. And they said they should give them 32 years. See the killing in this country. They said you should give them 32 years. 32 years is not 32 months. So it's capital years. They don't go anywhere.
Have you no faith in the possibility that their judgment and good conscience and leadership can take you somewhere?
There is nothing good will come out from them.
Oh, well. So that's another nay.
Yes.
All right. That's a nay. Those in favor say yay. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Have you done that? All right. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Adegoke.
We're happy to hear
you. Wow. First time I'm dialing and you're picking.
Bless your heart.
Much. With what we are seeing happening right now, I can bet you that all the colors we've seen, capital, bold, nay.
I mean, you might be surprised. There's got to be those people who have a dream and believe.
Except those who are maybe just party members, who is their party, you know? Mm. Just like somebody say, this is my church, and somebody speaks against their church, they'd be like, it's my church. So
okay.
They have to just speak against that person because mm-hmm. it's their church. Again, so that's how it's going to be. But the reality is that they are all in this. They are seeing all that is happening. It's affecting them too. So why would they, on a normal day, just come out and say, I want my party to still continue for 30-something years? That's crazy. And it's right inside of them. It will be pricking them. They'll be judged inside of them. That's one of the things that is killing us in this country.
They assume they need 32 years to establish a cause of righteousness even before the eyes of Nigerians. So do you agree to 32 years of the APC government?
My sister, you don't even need more than 1 year. You don't need it to establish what they want to establish. They've had 4 years now, almost 4 years now.
Yeah.
And they've really not done anything, really.
Maybe it's because you're not a member, you can't see it. Do you think so?
No. Ask a member. Look at one of the popular callers on Nigeria Info, Mr. Jonathan. He was an addict APC guy. he voted Buhari, and he will come on radio and still say he's disappointed, highly disappointed. That's how he used to put it. Highly disappointed.
All right.
Buhari. That's what he said.
So that's a nay.
Said, so
you're not in favor, you say nay.
It's a huge, bold, capital nay.
Nay. All right. Yeah. Well, hold on. Can I quickly also add that, you know, the APC government has so far registered and revalidated the membership of about 36 million members across the country. A fraction of you listen to Nigeria Info. So there's got to be a group of people who will say yay, except you're not so sure. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hey.
Turn off your radio. Welcome. What's your name?
You have me to find a line.
All right. Go ahead. Real quick. Yay or nay?
This APC, that's it, man. Looking at it, I just wonder, independent and independent government of a thing, I don't understand. You need 2 years to do a thing, whereas you've been in government for like...
Well, it's more like 32 years to do a number of things that you can agree has been done.
The other day, Femi Adesina was like, the present body language is not, he doesn't speak. And you are telling us for 32 years to keep on muting us, and, you know, the policies and everything is just strangling, and you don't even allow people to... I don't even understand who gives you advice on your policies and everything. The injury in Gele will come and speak English to us, most of the infrastructure to defend. And yet, what are we getting? You need that 2 years. Capital no. Thank you, George.
That's a nay. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hi.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Have you done that? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you very much.
Yeah.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Alex.
Welcome, Alex.
Yeah. It's most unfortunate anyway, discussing this, because when someone comes out to say you need 32 years, that means probably people like us would have died before you fix the nation. You know?
Okay.
And you've been on, you know, I never voted for this guy because 1983, 85, I knew there was nothing to offer. And I told my friends, but unfortunately, he got there. And yet, you see, they say it's not only when you are caught stealing that you feel ashamed. You know, ordinarily, some things should make you feel ashamed, even if you have not been caught stealing or you didn't defecate on your body, you know?
Yeah.
Mistakenly. The APC government should cover their faces in shame. I don't know why they should come out and even speak. They shouldn't even speak. Because all the sectors have failed.
Well, maybe the argument is progress takes time. And maybe in this case, it takes 32 years of your living human life.
Rhetorically, 32 years to fix what?
Well, a number
about,
of things.
We're talking about Port Harcourt refinery that they cannot fix. It's a shame. It's a shame that we cannot stand up. We cannot stand up and down tools. If you down tools, nobody goes to the bank. Nobody goes to any office. Their heads will reset. I'm telling you. The government, the leader's head will reset. You understand?
It looks like you're looking for a way to spell the no to me. You really just want to throw a number of things my way.
No. I'm telling you the state of my mind.
To be honest with you, I do agree. So I want you to finalize because I have to go for a break. Would this be a yay, a maybe, or a nay?
Of course, it's a nay from what I've said. It's a big nay.
Okay, what about 5 years?
Five what? What did they do in 4 years?
Thank you very much.
Nothing about 4 years.
All right.
Info. Let's talk.
With Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Emmanuel is here from Surulere. I think this present government is being sarcastic. They're delusional in this particular statement. PDP, APC, all the same. Come 2023, we'll vote them out. And they rig, I think you meant? They rig the election. We're back on a gargantuan protest. Are they whining us? Joyce, does the past leader, present leaders, they don't have anything to offer us? Which era did eradicate? I think it's an era. But basically, you say nay. Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. Maybe a little bit more time is needed to actualize some progress. Something that sounds like progress over perfection. Well, yeah. 32 more years added to whatever time's been taken already of your lives to bring about advancement, development. I mean, first of all, there is advancement, then development, before you dare have a dream. Yeah, I think dreams are a luxury, because sometimes you just really need fan blowing you to sleep, have a good sleep first, and then maybe when the sleep is good, you could dream. Yeah, so dreams are the preserve of those who sleep well. 0700-993-993-993, the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
What's your name? Turn off your radio, tell us your name, and you have about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
My name is Uche.
Okay.
But let me turn off the radio.
You should have helped the world with that singular gesture. We'll wait. Have you done it? Okay.
Yeah, I have. I want to ask, these are our leaders, these APs in particular. Do they realize that Nigerians as a whole, we are tired of them? Talking about 32 years. Nigerians are even tired, you understand? For them to complete their tenure, that is remaining about 2 years, to come.
Yeah.
Nigerians are tired. Then why are they saying this? Are they ruling themselves, or they are ruling, is government of the people? If, democracy is government of the people, these people shouldn't be talking about, in fact, 2 years is too long, for Nigerians to bear. A lot of things are happening and nobody is even, in fact, everybody has run out of patience. So that's why I'm asking, do they realize that Nigerians are tired of them?
So hopefully you would have the luxury of an answer someday in the future. Until then, a yay or a nay to the possibility of the advancement of the Nigerian dream by 32 years on the rulership of the APC.
It's capital no.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, come place you.
This is Sunny Side. We're off on break. We'll be right back to bring you the headlines. Top of the hour is 1 p.m. My name is Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Happy to have you there, the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, every hope has an element of promise to it. And on the sunny side this afternoon, I do not only bring your hope, but maybe let me say that I'm also bringing with hope the promise, according to the APC government, that they want to help bring about the Nigerian dream. Maybe I'm being too extreme when I use the word dream. Maybe what they really mean is they can bring about a certain level of satisfaction to all Nigerians with their concept of policy and governance. But for that to happen, they need 32 years of your life. Yeah, and someone with an opposing view would be the National Publicity Secretary of the opposition, People's Democratic Party, Kola Ologbodiyan. He said Nigerians would scuttle the ambition of the ruling party. He further added, Nigerians can't wait for 2023 to chase this thieving gang out of power. No Nigerian, except the very few who are benefiting from the ongoing institutional corruption, will pray for this regime to remain one day longer than 2023. So, let's keep our focus straight and narrow. The objective, according to the APC government, is to help, first of all, actualize or implement their manifesto. According to them, they aim to improve the lives of Nigerians and to retain or remain Nigeria's leading political party. So first, there's a party objective to remain number one on your charts. As a Nigerian, I guess you're going to have charts of political parties you want to fraternize with, and they want to be number one on your chart, yeah? Okay, and then they say, after we touch number one on your chart as a Nigerian, then we help improve the lives of Nigerians. But 32 years is the objective. They say our vision is to provide a wheel that will drive the party to go beyond 6th, 7th, and even 8th terms of office to effectively implement the party's manifesto. So Nigerians, this is Nigeria Info. Let's talk about it. I don't know how long you've lived, but I guess you've been Nigerian enough to make a decision on this God-given day. Let those in favor say yay. And those who are sick of it, say no. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Oh, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. What's your name?
Thank you. Thank you for yesterday, Joyce. Thank you for your good heart.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Quick one on the matter. Nigerians should not bother themselves. That thing they did in 2019, is that an election? Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead. We're listening. You speak as one who has autonomy. I don't need to echo your opinion.
No, we
go
don't.
Ahead,
we
go
don't.
Ahead.
These guys have, we know we have no choice. All this one, oh, God, with 2020. No, they will force themselves on us. Look at what happened in Kogi. Is that an election? So Nigerians are in for it. I'm just begging APC guys to just put their heads together and let's enjoy these dividends of democracy. If they say they want to stay for 32 years, they will do it. Even the president, if he wants to go for third term, nobody will stop him. But I'm begging him to keep his promise. He says he's going to hand over to the youth.
What do you
I'm
mean?
Telling you,
what
George,
do you mean when you say nobody will stop him?
Nobody!
What does
I'm
that mean?
You.
Hold on. What does that mean? That your vote don't count and that he can...
Yes, our vote don't count. That 2019, is that an election? The one that happened in Kogi, is that an election?
It sounds like you're leaving on your knees and you do not think that you have just enough autonomy
no,
to cast a vote.
Of
and
people, they are not like the opposition party who at least they have a listening ear.
Don't you think your position is docile? PDP. Don't you think your position is more defeatist? Don't you
no,
think...
No, because these guys, they will force themselves or not. Somebody...
But there is 200 million of you. No, please stop,
years,
stop,
APC
please. Hold on a second. Wait, stop, please. There's 200 million of you. So
I
mean, like, what? 200 million of you are begging. Is that what you're implying?
No, that figure doesn't do anything.
Well, no, but
I'm
so
you,
so what?
200 million.
So what about 100 million? It's okay. What about 100 million of you?
That our population is not helping us.
It doesn't.
These APC guys will force themselves on us, and we don't have choice.
Really?
I'm telling you, if Buhari want to go for third term,
really,
he will go. You hear one of them say...
Okay, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate your opinion. Look, I really appreciate your opinion. It sounds defeatist. I'm not sure that's the spirit I want to share. Thank you very much. Don't worry. Don't worry. Let's have other Nigerians who understand peace, who understands unity, who understands the ideology of nationalism, who wants a better Nigeria. And it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters, to be honest with you, whether you PDP, APC, or party about to be created. I think what I want to underscore is that you have a choice to make. And to not make it is also making a choice. And to suppose that being defeatist is supposed to help you achieve something is probably the most comical thing of the day. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? Hello, what's your name? Turn off
Hello.
Your radio. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name? Welcome.
I'm calling from Maryland.
Welcome, okay. So...
All right, as regards the topic, I'll just go straight to the point. The
please.
32 years or 35 years or 40 years is not the issue.
Oh, okay.
The issue there is, have they shown us that they can take us to the promised land for the part that they have, or they've had?
Okay.
For the past 4 years, for the past 5 years, have they shown us anything at all?
Have you felt that you're approaching the fences of the promised land? Are you on track? Do you suppose that?
Definitely not. Okay, take for instance...
What boss did you enter? Because sometimes, too, the boss you entered is also a problem. When you say definitely not, like...
Okay. That's very funny. Okay, now, okay, look at our educational system, for instance.
Uh-huh.
If you rule out COVID-19... Our schools were shut down for almost a year at universities. And it seems like somebody somewhere was not even concerned about it. That was really sad. Now, if someone will take us to the promised land and an education of our future, our kids, our young ones, our youth, wasn't considered. Okay, look at the protests for the NSAS. Look at how it ended.
Wait. Hold on. Bring it back. Wait. So, hold on. You say for 1 year there was a problem with the system because of COVID-19.
If you rule out COVID-19,
okay, yeah.
If you rule out COVID-19,
uh-huh.
Our schools were shut down for about
okay,
a year.
Now you're speaking specifically to the issue, which was the ASUU strike.
Yeah, ASUU strike.
Uh-huh, okay.
So if you rule out COVID-19, and it looks like nobody was even concerned.
They were having meetings. The meetings was just not... Exactly.
Exactly. If someone is really concerned about our education, about future, if you want to take us to the promised land, for goodness sake, we have to be educated if we want to get to that promised land.
Mm.
And over 15 million youths were at home. So what is the future? You're asking us to give it 32 years.
Well, the future is uncertain. So maybe the idea is that you can bank on the government, the party, to take you somewhere that looks futuristic.
Okay, but what is their manifesto in the first place?
Uh-huh.
We're suffering all along. What's their manifesto?
To make your life better. To make your life better. That is.
How have they made it better over the
so
past?
So maybe you have to give us an account of how good your life is on a scale of 1 to 10 under the present government.
Well, I'll put it at 1/10.
All right. So is that a yay or a nay then?
Sister, it's a capital name. It kind of just works.
Look, I'm very sure that the APC government is not liking all the nays coming off of Nigeria Info this afternoon, but they can't help it. Let the people speak. I have Moses here on WhatsApp. He says, 32 years of their selfish interest. I hope they can also think about poverty, insecurity, unemployment, and corruption, hunger, tribalism. Unacceptable. The Truman of the 4 years is Unbreakable Talk. Hold on. Yeah, Unbreakable Talk more than 32 years. God is already angry. Neil plus Neil is zero. Like 0-0. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Friday from Guinea.
We're happy to have you. You're going to cast your vote in favor or against.
It's against, Joy.
Why?
See, 32 years.
I mean, you know, how old are you? You're only 5. 5 plus 32 is 37.
Your wife said this. I'm almost a grandfather. I'm close to my 50. I'm close to my 50, which means my son, who is 40 years now, will be 44 years then.
Oh, wow.
George, do you see how difficult it is?
Well,
32 years of borrowing, George.
Oh, well, I don't know whether you want to go there because I don't even know whether you are able to pay the ones you have borrowed.
That is it. That is it, Joy. When you are not borrowed, you are not paid the one you borrowed. You know that they are borrowed from our trust fund, all this. Maybe see, Joy, don't you know that in the next 10 years, maybe this government will say, okay, if you have 2 houses in Nigeria, come and sell one. We will borrow it from you.
It wouldn't be a bad thing if they're paying up front, you know, if government is paying you for that. I thought about that a few years ago. I thought about that yesterday. Surprisingly, I thought about that. I thought about whether the government will go into some communities, buy property of property owners, and then build, like, apartment complexes for Nigerians to provide accommodation for some people.
Joy. People that are borrowing money, they are borrowing, you say, buy. Where will they see the money to buy?
Some hopeful thought and wishful thinking.
It's when you don't have that you borrow. You are thinking of buying. Where are they going to see the money to buy?
Oh, wow.
If we don't take time, a time is coming in this country that they will people come to our wardrobe. If you have more than 5 shoes or 10 like clothes, they will divide it for you. Collect some, sell it to other countries. Maybe take them to Niger and sell it for Niger. I use it to. They will say they are borrowing it from you.
So
this is a borrowed government.
So
Enjoy.
This sounds like a nay coming from you, a very loud one.
I'm telling you the truth.
Is it
the truth?
All right.
Is the truth?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The people vote on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. I lost you. If you can make it back, that would be good. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Hello, Jay.
Hello, lady. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So turn off your radio, lady. That would be good. And then you speak up. Tell us your name. We want to meet you. And you can go ahead.
It's off already. So, guys,
uh-huh.
The answer is the
nays
have it.
The nays have it. Well, it would appear that thus far, we're waiting for APC party members to call in and defend the cause. You're also saying nay. You don't have what? Okay. Well, she kind of summarized the votes already. I was even hoping on a star that somebody will call in favor. Alas, Chief, you can. This is the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It can happen, but 32 years is a timeline. Out, turn off your radio. 32 years timeline. Then, hopefully. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. Give us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, black movie.
Black. So,
yes.
I mean, you sound like a young guy. 32 years should not be such a big thing to sacrifice for the hope.
The way they are borrowing left and right,
Yeah.
What would they hope to even achieve that by 32 years? Or would you think that Avatar looks will last for that long?
Have you comprehended the Abacha loot? You cannot be too sure.
Can even last it for that past 2 years?
Maybe almost. Okay, you know what? What about 5 years? What about 5 years?
We could have seen who have validity that past 2 years.
You sound upset already. You sound pissed already. Oh, wow. Well, we're going to count that as a nay. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Last year, if you can make it back, that would be good. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, we're happy to have you. What's your name?
Thank you. You know,
turn off your radio. Turn off your radio real quick. Tell us your name.
My name is Okoye.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, let's look at it this way. You know, if you have somebody in your company and you've employed the person for the past 5 years, and the person has failed to deliver, and the person is begging, please give me one more year or give me even 2 years that I will be able to do something, and all what he has been doing is failure upon failure, please, in that company, will they allow the person to stay? So if Nigeria happened to be, maybe if Nigeria happened to be a someone that is working as a company, in fact, they would have been sacked long ago. Nigeria would have been sacked. Let me just put it that way. Or APC would have been sacked because they have done nothing, absolutely nothing. So it's a capital no. In fact, I cannot even give them a day. If it is possible for them to leave today, I would prefer it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a nay. 99.3 Nigeria Info, our friends on WhatsApp. Here is one. Should this country be left in the hands of APC, nothing would be left in the next 5 years. I hereby say no. All right. Thank you very much. Even though I do not have your name, I have your vote. So far, all Nigerians who have called in the sunny side thus far have said no. Well, this is me holding out for the possibility that someone is in favor of the government and maybe the governance or policies that have been implemented thus far needs time to manifest in all its glory. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
We're happy to have you. Turn off your radio, lady. That would be good. Thank you. We lost you. That effort is appreciated. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name. Turn off your radio. The feedback is bad. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce.
Mm-hmm. We're happy to have you.
You said it's, what do you call it? Is it 32 years more?
Okay, so minus the years served thus far from 32, what you got?
Okay.
Okay, you know what? 10 years more. Let me not alarm you. You sound like you're not even ready for that comprehension. 10 years more.
It's laughable.
Why?
The fact is, my submission here is that the man is saying that by then they will all be in the prison.
Well, he didn't suggest that even remotely.
Yes, by then they will all be in the prison. Let me tell you.
Oh.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
You see, I'm not talking for APC alone. Both the PDP. You understand? Those that have ruled this country in the past should be preparing to do their press up in the prison. we will not know how. It will soon happen. That's all.
Finish.
Yeah. It will happen.
Okay, so that's a nay.
We call this gangsterism. This is fraud against humanity. That's what our leaders do in this country. You understand?
They are
not better than armed robbers. Yeah, if compared to other nations,
yeah.
And you marry it with what they do in this country, you will see that it's a crime against humanity.
Okay.
So what I have to tell them is that those years they are mentioning is the year they will stay in the prison and to give account of their stewardship. Thank you.
Okay, that's a nay. I mean, what a way to say nay. I have a WhatsApp message here from another Nigerian who says, what we the youths see sitting down, APC will never see it in 32 years. And God alone in heaven knows what you the youths see sitting down. Oh, well. I mean, who better decide the future of this nation than the people of the nation? 99.3 Nigeria Info, 21 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Let the people speak. Let's talk. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes, lady, we're happy to have you here.
My name is Glory.
Welcome, Glory.
Please, I was hearing 32 years more from the APC.
Yeah.
Please, oh, is it 32 years of more kidnapping? 32 years of more bad road? Mm. 32 years of more hunger? Mm. 32 years of all our youth not being in school?
From their submission, the deduction is 32 years to improve the lives of Nigerians and to remain Nigeria's leading political party.
So they've spent 6 years now and they've not done anything.
They want you to give them extra 20-something years. Yeah.
Okay, so I think more 32 years of more kidnapping. Joyce, thank you, my sister. Goodbye.
Oh, is that a yeah or you don't care? The sunny side.
Joyce.
Welcome.
How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. We're happy to have you here.
Sir, this is Mr. Frank from Odualama.
Yes, I guess you have a vote. A vote of confidence.
Okay. Now, when we get there, we'll go now.
I am. Go ahead.
Joyce.
Hmm?
You see, the problem now is this. If election now is tomorrow, some of all these people calling you now will still vote for APC. I'm telling you.
Okay.
They will be claiming it is my party. Now my party go win. Are you getting me?
We're listening.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm not even saying, I'm not a politician, by the way.
Okay.
But the one caller said, even the past leader, if you watch that person might be an APC person.
Okay.
Now, if I want to judge now, I would say, even before, say, they are even better. You are not borrowing like that. Please, we are cheap. You can use 200 naira and go to a restaurant and eat. You can buy 200 naira things and cook for your house. But now, maybe one of the days you can put like 10,000 naira inside a pocket, like this at the go market.
Oh, I know the cost of things because I go to the market actually.
It will look as if somebody took it inside your bag.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I actually don't. I live alone and I don't go to the market with 10,000. I go to the market with much more than that.
So, that is it.
So,
finished Chinese money. They have finished. Maybe they will go to Benin because the poor man's money now in the bank. They have collected it. I don't know.
They borrowed it now. It's borrowing. Can't you borrow your government? So that's you running out of airtime. You don't necessarily. That's not a vote. Let us give more chance. When a child fails a class, he should repeat. Let the APC government repeat. Banjo Muhammad. So I guess we can all agree that this is a vote in favor of the APC's government's ambition for a 32-year reign. All right. And that's a young Nigerian. So, yeah, that must count for something. Hold on. Joyce. Joyce, why are you laughing? This story is serious. 32 years of ruling party. I want to hear your submission from a youth's perspective. I'm one out of how many million Nigerians? I want you to know that you have as much autonomy as I do, and you should exercise your right both to speak and to vote. Let's do one more. I suggest we give the APC government 32 years they are asking for, on the premise that all of them will. I'm going to backtrack. Benjamin, thank you very much. He says, let's give the APC government 32 years that they have asked for on the premise that's, you know, judgment. Yeah, that there is judgment awaiting there. That's not the word he used. I'm really trying to paraphrase it. Yeah, he's probably somewhere laughing. Yeah, he wants there to be consequence for their action or inaction at the end of that 32 years. Yeah, all right. If they fail to accomplish their promises. Benjamin, son of your father, first of his name, thank you very much for your WhatsApp message on the sunny side. All right. Good afternoon. You say, Joyce, capital no. If they can evacuate now, I'll appreciate it. The APC has absolutely nothing to offer. They're clueless and wicked. What kind of people are these? 32 more years of what? Of aiming for a better Nigerian reality. I think I have 20 more seconds. This is too long, so I'll come back to it. Well, yeah, if you have just tuned in, I'm taking your votes. This is APC should go. We have suffered enough. My answer is a capital no. Sunnyside. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. 26 minutes past 1 p.m. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. A few more comments, and then we segue into our next phase of conversation. This is Nigeria Info. Stay tuned.
The Sunnyside with Joyce.
.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's 28 minutes past 1 p.m. I have a message here. I don't have your name, my friend. You say APC simply is testing the ground because they know how poorly in the history of this country it has performed, and therefore what they have done is to re-strategize on their rigging machinery, because nobody again aside from their beneficiaries and benefactors will vote for it again, because once bitten, now twice shy. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's read a few more, hopefully short messages. Emmanuel is here, is saying, if I use a paint in painting, no, it will wipe off with time. But here I am using a marker to write my no. That's emphatic. And you want that etched in stone. Thank you very much. The sunny side, good afternoon to you, Joyce. A child who fails woefully, especially more than once, should not repeat, but should be expelled. So you suppose the APC government be expelled. All right. Good afternoon, my sister. This is Peter. I want to know who suggested this evil plan. Well, yeah, we can listen to you. Joyce, good afternoon. Ugochukwu from Lekki. God has already hanged no on the neck of APC members and their cohorts. Well done. Ebenezer is here. Joyce, the only reason why you will accept such is if you are on their payroll. Say no, please. Oh, well. You suppose. Look, bless your heart. The sunny side. Good afternoon. My disappointment is that you defend indefensibly. Really? If you are a foreigner in this country. Oh, wow. So I'm the problem now? Nigerians. Look, I leave my peace with you. I have. If I had peace and money, I'll be richer than Dangote. I really leave my peace with you. I'm surprised that you accuse me for any reason. But then I can understand what you've been through. I mean, I wanted to sympathize with you, but then again, there's me also who's Nigerian. And really, let's move on. APC as a party has nothing good to offer Nigerians. Let them start leaving from today. They're wicked. All right, thank you very much, my friend. This one says, Joyce, PDP is not good. APC is a virus. Joyce, you are neither here nor there. I love you. God bless you. This no is enough to serve all of Shomolu, for example. Well, that's actually for all of us. This is Johnny from Aja, and the no is endless. That serves all of Aja right now. Good afternoon, Joyce. APC is smelling. They should smell out from there, please. Stanley Okota, that's a displeased Nigerian. He says, if the politicians can truly sensitive towards the pains of Nigeria, so many of them would have resigned by now. No to APC. This is Andrew. All right. Thank you very, very much, Andrew. Joyce, end of the road from Kingsley. No, end of the road for them from Kingsley. In Aja, that's a no. Joyce, you say, Joyce, let's all of us press for the passage of electoral bill into law. Otherwise, the nays will be meaningless. APC will continue to manipulate the electoral process. Our votes will count only if e-voting is constitutionalized. Money politics is the order of the day. Edwin, Elder Godwin, thank you very much, Elder, for your message. Let's see, I can do two more and then segue to the telephone lines and then we'll go to something else. APC should just name Nigeria after their party, because to rule Nigeria is family affair. God will judge them. This is Dan from Ikoyi, Lekki. Oh, I guess you're on the road. Thank you very much. Let's do one more. What a country. Crude oil, nice weather for agriculture, cocoa, palm oil, cassava, coal, gold, forestry, reserve products, and water products, yet the poorest because of bad and selfish wicked leaders. APC promised change. Later, next level, which is the worst? Capital, no. Thank you very much, our friend. This is Dupe from, is this, am I right? Dupe? Forgive me. From Ebutemeta, how are they sure they will be? How are they sure there will be Nigeria at that period? Well, hope is a great thing. You can never, ever underestimate the power of hope. Hope is undisputed. A sure way to the future. Good afternoon, Joyce. Henry from Ikoyi. A building that will last will take time to build. Let's give APC time. I say yes. Well, yeah, we had to say that. That would be the second yes for or in favor for the APC government to maybe have another 20 plus years, 26, I guess. All right. If APC had apologized to Nigerians for the misrule before making such a statement, it would have sounded humane. They did not even marshal out plans to substantiate their claim. Rather, they came out insulting all our sensibilities. This is Prince Leo. I guess this is you with something that sounds like a no. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Joyce. APC government knows Nigerians are docile. So the 32 years they're talking about is possible because they've positioned their cronies in all sectors in the country. But one thing is sure, on a free and fair election, they will not last a day. Collins from Lagos. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome to radio. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Victor.
All right, Victor. Nigeria Info, your vote should count even from here.
Yeah, my vote is nah.
Why? Why?
The truth is, just like somebody said on the chat message, he's just like trying to test the sensibility of all of us and trying to call us fools. Looking at the mode in which the administration is going, you realize that every day people are suffering. The mantra of change metamorphosed into a next level. Now, what do you get? Daily killings and insecurity everywhere. And somebody has got to say they want to, they will stay in power till 32 years. Doing what? When people are dying. But somebody said in one of those text messages you read, that how are they sure? That was when you said that is the power of hope.
Yeah.
How are they sure the Nigeria will be one? Because based on what is happening, you see non-state actors springing up everywhere. It's as a result of injustice that people are suffering. People are dying. People, students are being kidnapped and nobody's doing anything. And those who really want to say some words to the rest of us, you want to come up and begin to hunt for them. That is, for a while, you will push people and feel that nobody will do everything. But you wouldn't know that what is going on in the mind of one person is also going on in the mind of the other. Just like somebody accused you of maybe being...
collecting salary from the APC government.
Yes, I realize, I understand your own stand. You are a very strong-hearted woman. I like people who... Because the problem we face as a people is that most of our journalists do not represent the reality of what they are doing. What they are doing there, they don't represent the aspirations and the wills of the people. I like journalists who are brave, who can call a spade a spade. We are suffering, and sometimes you see people.
We've lost you. Well, bless your heart. That would be a no. It would appear to be a no. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Hello. Well.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Chris from Amuodofi.
And that's good to have you. Thank you.
Okay, I don't understand why Nigerians want to plant today and reap tomorrow.
First of all, turn off your radio. That's a favor you can do all Nigerians alongside your vote in favor, yay or nay. Yay or nay.
Why would we want to have a government in 5 years to deliver on a promise or a 60-year-old man?
Bring it back.
Now, we should give this government minimum of 24 years. If everything goes according to plan, I know Buhari won't be here for another 4 years.
Okay.
But he has laid down a solid foundation.
Oh, okay.
Now let's look at what has happened over the past 20 years.
Yeah.
If you see a guy, let me give you an instance. Let me ask you a question, Joyce. Your first day on radio, were you this popular? No.
Okay.
Did you have the number of calls? No. Over time, you've grown to have an audience.
So hold on. I beg to differ. No, I'm not as flawed as the system. I do not have as much cracks as the system does. Okay. I do not have, what can be stated as obvious incompetence. No. The reason I got on the
I'm
job...
Not talking about
yeah, but the reason I got on the job in the first place was because I was competent.
Because
that.
You were competent, but then were your audience competent to listen to you on the first day on the job on the microphone? No.
Did you just say, was the audience competent to listen?
The audience...
Listening is an ability. Competent. Innate ability.
Listen, my dear, let me say something.
Okay.
Now,
I'm just saying, I'm not a good example. You can't juxtapose me against the Nigerian system.
Okay.
I'm a whole lot better. Even if I say so myself.
We should give this government a chance.
It's all right, if you feel so. Yeah, so you think another 26 years, yeah?
I'm looking at 24.
24?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
If the government, the way things have gone, if they lay down the plan and they follow through to it,
yeah,
in the next 24 years, we should be out of the woods. That is just my thinking.
You're not in the woods. You're in the devil's. This thing is not woods, man. This is like wilderness. Like this is like evil forest, something like that.
I don't think so. We're not in that bad situation anyway. We're not in a bad situation.
Oh, we're not in a bad situation as a country. That's okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, it's redeemable. It's very, very redeemable.
No. I'm not suggesting that it's not redeemable.
Okay.
But, I was trying to compare like your idea of a woods or evil forest. I think it's more evil forest than woods because woods sounds like something in your backyard.
Whatever we will find ourselves out of it.
Okay. You have enough faith and maybe this is what the country needs, faith. Another 24 years. How old are you right now, if you don't mind?
I'm in my mid-40s. And look at it.
Plus 24.
I'm not even looking at it for myself.
Oh, for your children?
Yes, of course. That's the idea. Everybody's
okay.
Coming here calculating at their age.
Okay.
No. You lay down a precedent for the future. That's what life is all about. It's not about you. It's not about you reaping today.
Okay.
15 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, Nigerians were picking money on the street. Was that the way of life?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But
okay.
The government was putting us in reckless condition. And now this government has come to remedy the situation and put it. They've now started from the ground zero.
Yeah.
And people are complaining.
Okay.
They can complain for all they like, but look, let me tell you, this government is putting things in place. Look at infrastructure. People don't want to see what this government has done, and it's left for them.
Okay.
What did PDP do over the past 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
What? Let them call and tell me what PDP did over the past 16 years.
Okay.
I have a second Niger Bridge that is coming up.
Yeah.
That is something to look forward to. We have rails coming up. We have roads. We have investment in agriculture.
Yeah.
So look, let me tell you, if they are not happy with it, they want to be picking money on the street. They want to be spraying money. They want government to be dashing money. Government is not Father Christmas. Government will only create the neighborhood.
No, but the people, I don't think that's what the people want, to be honest.
What do they want?
They don't want the government dashing them money. They want something that looks like a fair standard of living. Fair. Like just good enough to be called a way to live.
Well, first of all, the people in question, you should ask yourself, what is their own idea of standard of living?
You can't even ask that question.
2 days ago, we talked about landlord and tenant on your program.
Yeah.
And you listen and heard all sorts of things. People living above their means.
On this show? Are you sure about that?
Yes, because people can't pay the rent after the first year. What will happen? Is that living above your means?
Really?
Yes, that's what I feel.
What about the possibility that you had a job this year and then you lost it for whatever reason?
You step down. If you have a job this year and next year you don't have, you step down, you give your landlord notice that you'll be leaving this three-bedroom apartment, not continue living there when you've lost your job and be hoping on hope and be going to church and be praying that a contract will come.
Look at that.
You step down,
okay.
Go to one-bedroom flat and start all over again.
Where were you? Really? You think that's really living above your means?
Honestly.
Wait, you think a person living in a three-bedroom apartment, for example, is living above their means? That's not
I'm not saying it's living. If you can't afford it, Joyce,
So doesn't that therefore speak to the standard of living in a system where the government doesn't have housing for middle-income earners or poor people?
Government doesn't have housing for middle-income earners. I agree with you. But then, do you now say, okay, because government doesn't have housing for middle-income earners, that everything should be on the government? What did Abraham Lincoln tell Americans? Think what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you.
Yeah.
You live within your means.
if you honestly, Joyce, let me tell you.
Look, I've never had anybody on this show give life to poverty the way you have. And to be honest with you, maybe that's really what we need, people who can make an argument for the situation. And I really do appreciate that. I wouldn't think a person living in two-bedroom apartment, you know, was living a luxurious life.
I started by living in my office.
Okay.
So my office, I went to a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be like a pattern. Yeah, that's supposed to be a thing.
Now, I'm staying in a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
I paid my rent for 2022.
Okay.
I don't drink, I don't do champagne.
So the police officer, you remember a police officer called this show and said he was earning $60,000 and had not been able to pay his rent? He owed rent for 2 years? That's an officer of the law.
That is an officer of the law. That is where we call on. That is where we condemn, not private individuals. He is earning from.
You
government.
Said not private individuals.
Yes.
What is employment? What's the employment rate? What's the unemployment rate? What's the underemployment rate?
I don't work for government.
Bless your heart. I'm just saying that maybe there is salt government. In the tears of the people. Something like their tears are justified.
No, I'm not really saying that. I'm not putting it. It's not a blanket blame on everybody anyway.
Okay.
But let me tell you, there are people that honestly...
Living above their means as Nigerians. They want a one room with a toilet. And that's pretty much just living above their means.
Are there people living within their means?
When they can live in a wood.
Are there people living within their means?
To be honest with you, that will probably be a yes.
Yes.
But what about those who are not? What about those who are scratching two pennies to survive?
I feel for them, honestly. I feel for them.
Whose responsibility are those people in the society today?
Enabling environment.
Oh, okay.
That's government representative.
Oh, okay.
Social welfare. And this government is doing social welfare.
Okay.
At the last count, 10 million people are on conditional cash transfer. 10 million. It has never happened in the history of this country.
Let me ask you, the government has, out of their good conscience, given 5,000 naira at different times to, you know, say, seriously disadvantaged Nigerians.
And then why are people complaining?
Wait, come on now, honey. Are you saying that 5,000 naira is something? Anything?
Somewhere. The PDP do anything in their 15 years.
Okay, PDP didn't give Nigerians 5,000, but the APC gave 5,000. Nigerians should learn to be grateful.
5,000
naira.
And power, conditional cash.
Money, power, tech money.
Imagine this in the next.
Money.
Imagine this in the next 16 years.
Yeah.
So that is futuristic thinking. That is looking to the future.
Sorry?
Looking to the future.
You're the poverty capital of the world.
Yes, let me tell you what we're the poverty.
And 30,000 naira doesn't get you. 200,000 naira doesn't get you out of poverty.
Change that narrative. Nigeria is the poverty capital of the world because we are the highest population in terms. You can only compare Nigeria, India, and China.
Okay.
So if 10 million people are poor in Nigeria, 5 million are poor in Ghana. Ghana can never be the capital.
Yeah, but we have resources that can serve the people.
Yes, and then we're blaming it on government. I understand that. We should also...
Who should we blame for?
Government providing the enabling infrastructure and enabling...
Who should we blame for the abuse?
Ma'am?
Who should we blame for the abuse of resource?
It's a collective responsibility.
Oh,
citizenry and the government.
The man who's unemployed in Shomolu and the government mining oil in Bayelsa. Yeah, I thought so too.
It's all right.
Thank you very much. To be honest with you, man, look, I think the APC guys need to give you a T-shirt. That was something. They need to. I don't know whether I can give you more than that, but that was something.
I'm not keen about them, but I think because
don't worry, they should give you a T-shirt. That was a try. They should just give you a T-shirt, like yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with it. And it should be cotton. Don't take polyester.
I'm just being a realistic person. Joyce.
I don't know whether that's accurate. I don't know whether that's accurate, but we can let you have it.
16 years from now, with the way they are going, I think we'll be out.
A miracle is on the way. Thank you very, very... You say amen. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Hi, Joyce. How you doing?
Good.
This is Remy.
Okay.
Thank you for... you know, there are ways you quiz someone and make that person look a bit silly. That's what he did to that guy. He couldn't even defend everything he was saying. As in, logically, going by logic,
again, I would advise him to even probably, when next he wants to call and say all this kind of stuff, he should try and record it. So when you guys are done, you should play it and listen to what he said. It took Dakon Day 4 years to turn around Lagos State. The same Dakon Day the APC eulogized when he died. It took him only 4 years. Just 4 years. APC has been in Lagos for the past 22 years. Lagos is the smallest state in Nigeria. And Lagos has one of the worst road in Nigeria. So what excuse does APC have in Lagos State as a state, let alone the nation?
Is this a yeah or a nay?
A big nay, capital letter, your Joyce. Okay. Under this government, poverty is now a virtue. Look at what the last guy said.
Look, I could buy you coffee for that line, man. I could buy you a cup of coffee for that singular line, yeah.
I'll gladly take it.
Yeah.
You can imagine the
Poverty is a virtue, yeah, like, you know.
Within 6 years, Nigeria became the poverty capital of the world. Country with the most open defecation, country with highest rate of school out of schools. Think of anything you can think of.
A few years ago, I was watching the World Economic Forum, and they were talking about employment across Africa, and they said Nigerian graduates were 30% of the Nigerian graduates were employable.
Can imagine.
So, but you know what? The APC government believes that if you gave them 32, say maybe 26, 24 more years of your life, that some miracle is on the way.
I'll use what Fashola said when he became the governor of Lagos State the first time. He said he wasn't going to go for a second term. That only an Olodo repeats a class.
Okay.
So you get.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he also came back to beg for a second term. You can imagine.
Okay.
So the APC coming up with these, I don't want to use a foul word. You just keep that to them. So it took Dakon Day 4 years to turn around Lagos State. And back in those days, there were no free funds unlike the way we have it now.
Okay. Okay.
And he left a legacy. Imagine APC.
So how many years can you give APC? How many years? How many years of your days on this earth can you give the APC government?
He or she that can't be trusted with little time shouldn't be trusted with much time.
That sounds like a good way to end that.
They should pack their bags and leave.
Okay.
In 6 years, Joyce, the country is something else.
Well.
Check out, on a daily basis, people are suffering, Joyce. People are going through hell.
Oh.
Okay. Inflation rate.
Don't talk about that.
Don't mention it. It's hell.
All right.
And someone is here telling me,
Nigerians are living above their means. I mean, like.
Yes. You can imagine that kind of. Yes.
Well,
for the past 22 years of Lagos, of APC in Lagos State, they've rendered more Lagosians homeless than they've built house for them. Check the record. From Ted Joshua to Lubiri to Otodo Bami to Takwabe.
That sounds like a no coming from you.
They've rendered Lagos State Lagosians more homeless than they've built. Tell me any local house in the built in the past 22 years in Lagos State.
Your vote is
and
counted.
Tell me the price of the poor you can point at that probably benefited from it.
Your vote is counted. Your vote is counted.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
Take care.
Very much. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to The Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Yo, you're not even going to whisper your way through the advancement of the Nigerian cause. What's your name? Speak up for us. Tell us your name, and we want your vote. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, you have air in your lungs. How about some effort on your part?
Okay. Let me just say this. You know, all these things the APC are requiring from the masses, they're just making fun of themselves.
Ah.
Because we are not going to get we are not going to get anything from the 32 years or the 36 years in government. Because in the last few years that they have led us, nothing to call home for. We didn't get anything in return. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's no need of them asking for more years when they couldn't even serve us well for the little one that we gave them.
Okay. All right. So that's a no then.
It's a no, a capital no.
Capital no. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I have APC has ruled Lagos State for 22 years. Lagos is worse for it. Imagine having to cope with these set of greedy politicians who only think of this, who only think of themselves another 24 years. Do you think the Nigerian population will not reduce to less than 100 million, Joyce? Well, that's horrifying to think. Say, like, that's horrifying to conceptualize, but it's really worth thinking. About, I have about a minute. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olusheye.
All right.
If I think of what this government is doing, I feel like committing suicide.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, because I'm one of the advocates of this government. I know what, I just from Ibejulekki to VI, to go and vote at to vote for Buhari this second election, because I registered in VI. This government has they are a complete useless government. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, I lost you. Sorry about that. I think I'm due for a break. I have less than a minute. Let's do one more. Hopefully your vote will count in favor or against. Welcome, the sunny side. What's your name? Can you hear me? Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name, my brother?
Joyce, how are you today?
Fine, thank you very much.
God bless you, madam.
Bless your heart.
Joyce.
Huh?
I didn't know how you people classified, not you people, the few colors,
yeah,
how they classify failure.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hurry up? I don't want to cut you off. We have less than a minute.
Hello, ma.
I don't want to cut you off, so can you hurry up, please?
I don't know how they classify failure. Because my own ranking of failure is quite different from the colors.
Okay.
Look, let me tell you, before you make an omelette, the egg must be broken. And that is what APC is doing.
So
they are breaking the egg.
So you suppose that they need more time? Does the APC government, yeah, do they need more time to work?
To say for 32 years, I may not agree with them.
But they need more time.
They definitely need more time.